At the beginning of the year, started to do an overview of each book in the New Testament. Now we're down to the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. It is a letter from Jesus Christ to John and told John to write this down and send it to the seven churches. It's one of the only books in the Bible that gives us a blessing at the beginning and a blessing at the end. The blessing at the beginning is those who read this book will be blessed, and it was also meant to be read to the churches. Now, there's a couple little nuggets here. One of the little nuggets is that there is more titles for Jesus in this book than any other book of the New Testament. And it's only book in the New Testament, a prophecy. But how do you feel about God's Word and sharing the gospel? How do you feel about praying and witnessing? Well, the book of Revelation, especially in chapter 3, can give us some insight. And we have to look at ourselves and say, are we really, honestly, enthusiastic about the things that are in this book? Or are we lukewarm or indifferent about God and all that relates to Him? Is church a joy to you, or is it a duty? Are the spiritual disciplines that we go through just drudgery? Oh, we got to do it. Lack of enthusiasm is a signal to us. It means that we have lost our sensitivity to the joy and the holiness of God, that we have allowed other concerns to dull our spiritual senses, and other activities will rob us of our energy. So if your spiritual life has lost its appeal, it's time to reignite your fire. As we talked about that wonderful song last week, it only takes a spark to get a fire going. So confess the problem to God and then commit yourself to some extra time in God's Word and more involved with God's work, especially these day and times. You know, we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another, and there's a lot of folk out there that need the encouragement and the blessings of God through the believers. So put yourself in a position to be affected by the Holy Spirit and the enthusiasm of other believers. As we start now with chapter 3, it is the message to the church at Sardis. Now, this is the message to the seven churches that Jesus said to send this letter to. So here we are, chapter 3, to the church at Sardis. Write this letter to the angel of the church of Sardis. This is the message from the one who has the sevenfold Spirit of God and the seven stars. I know all the things you do, and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you're dead. Now wake up, strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is at the point of death. Your deeds are far from right in the sight of God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first, and hold it firmly, and turn to me again. Unless you do, I will come upon you suddenly, as unexpected as a thief. Yet in Sardis there are some who have not soiled their garments with evil deeds. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. And I will never erase their names from the book of life, but I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now, the seven churches in the book of Revelation, a lot of the scholars talk about it being a dispensation at the different time periods since the first century. So now we come to the message in the church of Philadelphia in chapter 3. And this little part of Philadelphia, the church in Philadelphia, kind of relates even to the time period when the United States of America was founded. If you know history of the United States, you know Philadelphia had an important part in the founding of our country. So we'll pick it up in chapter 3, verse 7, the message to the church in Philadelphia. Write this letter to the angel in the church of Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true. He is the one who has the key of David. He opens doors and no one can shut them. He shuts doors and no one can open them. I know all the things you do. I have opened a door for you that no one can shut. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word, and you did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan, those liars who saw that they are Jews but they are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world, to test those who belong to this world. Look, I'm coming quickly. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write my God's name on them, and they will be citizens in the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven from my God. And they will have my new name inscribed upon them. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now we come to the church of Laodicea. And in the dispensation thing, scholars that talk about Bible prophecy and so forth, they kind of indicate in the dispensation age that we, the church currently, is the church of Laodicea, especially in the spiritual sense. So hear the church message to the church at Laodicea. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Laodicea. This is the message from the one who is, the Amen, the faithful, true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other, but since you are lukewarm water, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich, I have everything I want, I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I have advised you to buy gold from me, gold that had been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. And also buy white garments, so you will not be shamed by your nakedness. And buy ointment for your eyes, so that you will be able to see. I am the one who corrects and disciplines everyone I love. Be diligent and turn from your indifference. Very famous verse that is starting at verse 20 to the end of the chapter. Jesus says, Look, here I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me calling and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal as friends. I will invite everyone who is victorious to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. That's the end of chapter 3, and it's also the end of the letters to the churches. As I said, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 has been a very, very famous verse. And because we can't experience fellowship with Christ when he is on the outside. And that's where he is. Outside the door of our heart sometimes, knocking and wanting to come in and have a relationship with us. But the question is this, will we open it? So now picture yourself on the other side of the door this time, which is the door of heaven. You knock, and yet it doesn't open. You are excluded forever. Or you knock and it opens wide, and Christ welcomes you into his eternal home to live with him forever. You see, the first responsibility of opening the door is ours, and the next responsibility is his. And if he opens the door and he sees you and you profess his name, he knows you and he will say, Come, my precious child, into the grace and the love of heaven. Well, I hope and pray that you're doing well, and we're still enjoying church at 11 o'clock. And the book of Revelation is a challenging book, that's for sure. There's a lot of things in there that people say, I don't think I want. It's not a scary book. I like to call it God's love letter to us. But when John put this together, he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos for preaching the gospel. And in order for him to get the message off of the island, because the Isle of Patmos is in the Aegean Sea and it's surrounded by water, he had to get the message off of the island across the Aegean Sea to what is now modern-day Turkey, where the seven churches reside. So he had to put it in a way that the Christians would understand it, and the Romans did not understand it. So when the letter got over to modern-day Turkey, the Christians there received the letter, and they knew exactly what the letter was talking about. It's also interesting that in chapter 3, where Jesus says, "But since you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth." In that particular area of the world, there's water over there that is warm. Do you ever try to drink warm water? You go, oh, and you spit it out. So they knew exactly what Jesus was talking about when he was telling them that they had waxed cold and they were neither cold nor hot. And yet, since you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. They understood that. That's what's so blessing about the book of Revelation. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. And pick up the book of Revelation. I read it from the New Living Translation. But you can use any translation that you're comfortable with. I like the way the New Testament reads in the New Living Translation. I lost my thought there for a minute. So hope and pray you're doing well, and may God richly bless you until we meet again. Hope to see you in church sometime soon, but we're grateful that you're listening online. Amen.